1029 Big Country Hits, one of my favorites from Gloriana, that is Kissed You Goodnight. I'm Susan, and with me on the phone just happens to be Rachel Reinhart from Gloriana. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking time out to talk with us today. We are very excited that you're going to be here on next month opening up for the Charlie Daniels Band at the National Cherry Festival. Let's talk about the new album, 3. It's been 3 years since your last CD. Did you name it 3 because of that, or 3 because it's your third album?
All those reasons, and also because there's 3 of us. So it just kind of made sense. It was that number that just kept coming up, and so we just felt like it made sense to just call it 3.
I read somewhere that you guys wrote over 100 songs, and you had to narrow it down. How on earth did you choose?
I think that for us, you know, as a band and as songwriters, we try to be really discerning about what we think our fans will like and what's going to sound really good live and what's really personal to us. And
is there any specific thing or any particular thread you were trying to follow when you picked out songs for the album?
You know, I think that the one major thing that we all agreed upon was we wanted a really up-tempo, fun album that we could go out there and play live. So that was the one main goal that we had with this album, and I think we accomplished that.
Well, it sounds awesome. I love the new song, Trouble. It's doing really well on the radio. In the video, you get to swing a little baseball bat a la Carrie Underwood style. Was it a little bit dangerous shooting that video?
What's funny is that some people have told me afterwards, you know, you could have gotten electrocuted, you're lucky, blah, blah, blah. Nothing luckily happened to me, except I did get a little bit of some glass from one of the light bulbs in my eye.
That's what I was afraid of. I'm like, she's not wearing goggles. That's got to be a little scary.
No, I know. I do my own stunt.
How do you decide who's going to take the lead? Because all 3 of you sing wonderfully.
You know, I think that the song just lends itself to that. There's been times when Tom will write a song that'll be for me to sing, or I'll write a song for him to sing. It just kind of happens that way. I don't know. We're always on the same page when it comes down to that stuff. So,
is there any really unusual request that you've gotten from a fan?
It's always whatever people want to give to us.
Well, what's an example of something that somebody's given you guys?
Oh my gosh, fans will bring us the craziest things. Like, Twitter is so funny because, you know, one time Mike tweeted about Lucky Charms, and for like the next 3 years, we had so many boxes of Lucky Charms that we didn't know what to do with them. And
who does the most social media?
Out of the 3 of us, I'd say I probably do it the most. I really like Instagram a lot, so I'm constantly posting and putting stuff up on that.
Do you each have your own individual Twitter and Instagram accounts, or is it under the band name? What is the name people should look for?
We all just have one band account for Twitter, and then we have a band account for the Instagram, but then we all have our own individual Instagram pages as well. So on Twitter, it's at Gloriana the Band, and then the same for Instagram, just at Gloriana the Band, and then I'm Gloriana Rach on Instagram. Mike is Gloriana Mike. And then Tom's a little bit more difficult. Tom's is Tommy G Funk Step to This. If you just search Tom Gossin or Rachel Reinhart or Mike Gossin, you'll find them.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us today. Again, we're very excited to see you come up July 8th for the National Cherry Festival. Open up for Charlie Daniels.
Cool. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you guys.